Charlotte-Mecklenburg Schools has suspended Audrey Kell principal David Switzer amid controversy over racism at the South Charlotte High School. WFAE's Andos Helms reports.
There's no doubt that racism exists, and sometimes becomes very visible, at Audrey Kell High. The school is one of North Carolina's largest, a majority white school in a minority white district, located in one of South Charlotte's most affluent areas. The debate that's raging publicly, and apparently being investigated by Charlotte-Mecklenburg Schools, is whether Switzer is part of the problem or part of the solution.
He is actively working toward educating people on systemic racism. He's actively working toward creating an environment in our school that's more culturally accepting. And this is what we need right now, more than anything.
That's Kelly Shaneman, an Audrey Kell English teacher who, like Switzer, is white. In the last few years, white Audrey Kell students have shouted racial slurs at sporting events and posted them on social media. According to news accounts, Switzer said he punished the students involved, but details weren't available. Shaneman says Switzer has also responded by trying to educate students and faculty about racism, not just blatant slurs, but systemic issues like students of color being underrepresented in advanced classes. But others aren't won over. In a staff meeting in August, Switzer was talking about racial awareness efforts when he used a term that left some staff shocked. A recording of the follow-up meeting was leaked to the Charlotte Observer, which posted it in May.
You said colored. You identified as colored. You were referencing
what the whole initiative is about.
Right.
And I think what you said was, now let's be honest, this is not about making or being kind to colored folk.
Switzer apologized and told the Observer he thought he'd said people of color. More recently, as protests of police brutality and systemic racism flared across America, Audrey Kell students painted the rock with Black Lives Matter slogans, then found it defaced by racist graffiti a few days later. CMS police haven't identified the culprits. A few days later, The Observer ran an article saying that 9 current and former students, who weren't named, accused Switzer of creating a culture of intolerance at the school. An online petition calling for Switzer's resignation had more than 3,500 signatures Monday evening, about a week after it was launched. Last Thursday, CMS quietly suspended Switzer with pay. On Monday, a district spokeswoman said only that he's suspended, quote, as allegations are investigated. Switzer didn't return WFAE's call for comment Monday. But last week, as students and community members gathered to repaint the rock, he fielded questions about racism at his school.
Well, I tell you what, it's a problem in the country. Right? I mean, we're seeing it all throughout, and we talked about this a couple years ago. Like, this is not just a K's problem.
Switzer said neither the problem nor the solution is just about him.
It's not one man's. You know, I lead this school. I'm just representative of this community, of the kids, of the parents.
Meanwhile, another online petition in support of Switzer had more than 5,000 signatures as of Monday evening. For WFAE News, I'm Ann Doss Helms.